Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
As we know, first responders are bearing the brunt of this virus. Doctors, nurses, EMS workers, and coroners, they see the devastation of COVID-19 firsthand. Back in April, I checked in on Michael Fowler. He's the coroner for Daugherty County in Georgia, and at the time, he was working around the clock handling victims of COVID-19.
It's friends that you know, co-workers that you know, family that you know that's dying on the ventilator is more touching and more tiresome, I say. It take a lot out of you.
Fowler is no stranger to crisis. He actually helped in 23 major disasters, including 9/11. But he told us back in April that he'd never experienced anything as personally devastating as this pandemic. Michael Fowler joins us now from Daugherty County. Michael, welcome back.
Thank you. Glad to be a part of you.
Michael, a part of what made your job so hard in those early days of this pandemic is that you knew so many of the community members who were dying. And at the time, you were working around the clock as a coroner, as I mentioned. What is your job like right now?
It definitely has slowed down compared to what I was working earlier. I've had so many family members to pass, co-workers, friends in the community that I know, a lot of the religious leaders. So now it kind of slowed down compared to what we was doing. And I'm able to get a little bit more rest now compared to what I was doing during that time, because there was very little rest I was getting at that time. I mean, people were just dying everywhere.
Right. I mean, at one point, Daugherty County had the most COVID-19 deaths in the state of Georgia. That number has gone down, and you're seeing that in your work. What is working there, you think?
Well, I think individuals took it serious. When they start seeing some of their friends and family members dying, they know something in our community that they need to learn about quickly and address it, because our community leaders came together and we was doing press conferences every day for a while, trying to let the people know the seriousness of this virus that was in our community. Many times people think something happened out of state or upstate or in another country, but we had never experienced anything like this in our community. So when we found out this virus was here, I think the people kind of grabbed hold and started taking more precaution.
Back in April, we still didn't know as much as we know now about how this virus is transmitted. And so you would actually wear a Tyvek suit and mask and gloves and stay 6 feet away. Has that changed at all?
Well, it kind of died down some now, because so many people in our community have been tested now. And many times we get called out by 911. They'll let us know that someone in that house have been tested positive for the virus, so we know to take precaution. Many times the EMS already be at the scene when I get there. And a lot of times they been trying to find out, has anyone been tested? If no one have been tested, we still wear our masks, but then sometimes we'll put on the N95 mask, and then we always wear gloves. And then we definitely know someone have the virus. We put on Tyvek or apron or something else and be cautious when we go inside the house, and even dealing with the family members getting answers and questions about the deceased person. But we still always have some kind of mask on, and we always have gloves on.
In Los Angeles County, mortuary and funeral home workers are overwhelmed. I know you know this story all too well. And they're having to turn away bereaved families because they don't have enough places to store bodies. What's your advice for them and others around the country who are also doing this type of work?
Well, my heart goes out to them. I know one of the funeral homes here had to get a refrigerator truck for their funeral home. They had so many bodies of deceased person. And they had to kind of like do the same thing, put them in a refrigerator truck and get to the funeral when they can, because they was backed up. But I think everyone got to keep educating the community, and I'm glad that you are doing it and informing the community that this virus is still out there and it's still serious. And we need to don't take it lightly. We need to be vigilant in what we are doing. So I think you are doing a great job of keeping it before the people. So I think that's very important.
Yes. You know, Michael, you represent one of so many people who are working nonstop. You said you have had a moment to rest. Have you had a moment to mourn? I'm thinking, how are you as we enter this next phase of the pandemic?
Well, my wife asked me that sometime, too. When are we going to take a vacation? When are we just going to back off from this? But I just feel obligated to the community. I mean, I just feel it's just a passion that I have that I want to be there to help someone. And then when people are grieving, sometimes you can't put it off. You got to do something at that time. You got to hear them. Many family members want to know, was my loved one, did they have the virus? Do I need to go get tested? What you think they died from? So trying to be there to give them answers, my hearts go out to them. So I try to be there for them. But I just realize, too, that God's given me the strength to do what I do. And it's a ministry to me. And I feel that he's helped me through this. So, I just have to take one day at a time and keep praying. But I just feel that I owe that to my community to be there for them now.
Michael Fowler, coroner in Daugherty County, Georgia, thank you so much for your work.
Well, thank you, and I thank you for hearing me. If everyone masks up for the next 3 or 4 weeks, everyone, I think we'll have a better handle on this virus. But it can't be some and some not. Everyone got to get on the same page. I want to say thank you for having me again.
It's here and now.